Hallelujah. Father, we just want to bless your holy name. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, because, Lord, you said in your word that man should always pray. And, Father, as we stand upon your word, crying out your name, lifting your name up, Father, Father, we want to give you praise, thanks, and honor on this evening. Therefore, Father, we want to declare and affirm tonight that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that you're turning situations and challenges around. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm that favor shall be poured out towards your people, Father, that we will walk and live and bask in your favor. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare that everyone that's on this call, Father, that we will move and walk in victory. We will not be defeated walking around with our head hung down, but Father, we will have our head held up high, knowing that if you be for us, who can be against us? Father, we declare and decree in this name, in your master's name tonight, Lord, that all shall be well, Father. We decree healing. We decree strength. We decree power. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, you will just anoint your people afresh, Father. Father, we declare, Lord, that we will not become weary and well-doing, but Father, in the name of Jesus, we will stand and we will proclaim your word in power and in might. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for your knowledge, because, Father, you said in your word that we should be wise as a serpent and yet harmless as a dove. Father, we lay claim to every promise that you have given unto us, Father. We say yes, and we say amen to everything that you're doing and what you're about to do in our life. To you be honor, and to you be glory now and forevermore. People of God, let's just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. In the
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We praise you tonight, Father God. We glorify your name tonight, dear Lord. And Father God, we thank you for this midnight cry, Father God, that we could come on a call and cry out to you, Father God. You are Abba, Father, dear Lord Jesus. You create the heavens and the earth, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we just praise you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for this new day, Father God, that you had granted us, dear Lord, that you kept us, bring us to our right minds, dear Lord Jesus, just lifting you up, Father God, give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon everyone that's on this call tonight, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Those that need a financial blessing, dear Lord, touch them. Those that need healing in their body, dear Lord, we touch them in the name of Jesus. That we decree and declare they are whole, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you for everyone that's on this call tonight, dear Lord, trusting you in the process, dear Lord, standing, trusting your word, Father God, in the situations that they are in, Father God. Father God, we lift up every family, dear Lord, on this call, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon their children, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. We thank you for their children. We thank you for their grandchildren, dear Lord. Continue to cover them, Father God, with your precious blood, dear Lord. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We decree and declare that they are complete and they are whole, Father God. And Father God, look upon those that need you, Father. They need you, Father. They need you for all the situations that they're going through, Father God. You know who's going through what, dear Lord. Break the yokes, Father God. Deliver them, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you and we give you praises, Father God. Look upon the young men, dear Lord Jesus, that's coming up, Father God. Look upon all the kids that got shot this week, dear Lord. Look upon all the kids that's been taken, Father God. Oh, Father, just touch those families out there, Father God, that's going through right now, dear Lord. We just living in a time of just craziness, Father God. But we know, Father, that you are in control, dear Lord. We trust in you, and we thank you, Father, that we're able to be on the call, calling out to you, Father, crying out to you, Father, for deliverance in this earth, Father God. We thank you, and we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. I thank you, God, and I praise you. And I thank you for this day that you have made, God. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength, and for the lives and health and strength of each and every prophet on the line, God. And I thank you for your miracle-working powers, God. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace and your faithfulness towards us, God, and for answering our prayers. I thank you, God, for your covering and for your mercy and for your healing, your divine favor, for prosperity, for love, for peace. God, I thank you for your provisions. And I thank you for this new day that you have made. It's a new day, God, so we are beginning our day with prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision. Bless them, strengthen them in their bodies, in their minds. Give them peace, peace that surpasses all understanding, that will rule their hearts and minds, God. I thank you for each and every prophet on the line. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Bless them in their homes. Bless their families. Bless them in their bodies. Bless them and give them peace and prosperity. And I thank you for each and every person who's listening on the line tonight, Lord, who desires to hear a word, just to know that you hear their prayer, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your children, God. Bless them in their schooling. Bless them in their going and coming. Keep them safe, God, from hurt, harm, and danger. I ask you to look upon the elderly, God. All of the elderly, bless them and strengthen them, God. Look upon Mother Berrien and Mother Jordan and the Golden Sears and any all of the elderly people, God, your people, your saints. Look upon them and strengthen them and keep their minds, keep them in perfect peace, God, and let their families look out for them, God. And I just thank you and I love you and I praise you, and I'm glad to be on this earth right now, God, able to participate in this prayer, able to go about my daily routine. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, even so, we thank you. We continue to worship and praise you, Father God, for another time together in your presence, God, in this place and in this space, God, of opportunity. We thank you for the leaders of this house, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for even the angels that gave them birth. Father God, we just ask that you continue to strengthen Mother Mary Jordan and continue to strengthen Mother Mary Berrien. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that is connected, Father God, to this family. And Father God, we just thank you for all that is represented in this house, Father God. We thank you for all the partners that are represented in this house, God. We thank you, Father God, for every ministerial office that is represented in this house, God. And we just ask you to cover us, God, and cleanse us with the blood of Jesus. For God, we don't take anything for granted, but we ask that you would cleanse us from sins of omission and sins of commission, Father God. Even if it's a wrongful thought, God, cleanse our minds, God. We thank you right now that you remember the sick and the shut in, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the physical healing, hallelujah, of your people, Father God. We thank you for the mental healing of your people. Father, we thank you for the emotional healing of your people, God. We thank you for the spiritual healing of your people. God, we thank you for the financial healing of your people, God. We thank you for the social healing of we, your people, God, that are called by your name, God. We humbling ourselves right now. We're praying and seeking your face, God. Father, we turn from our wicked ways, and we ask you and we thank you right now for hearing from heaven, Father God. We thank you for forgiving our sin, and we thank you for healing our lands, God, healing our financial lands, God. We thank you for healing our emotional lands, God. We thank you for healing, God, everything that concerns us, Father God, and the people that are connected to us, God, whether it be pain, whether it be heartache, whether it be any kind of distress. God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We too blessed to be stressed, and we too anointed to be disappointed. God, we worship and we praise you this morning. We thank you for the new mercies and the new grace, God, as the sun's rising in the east. God, we just honor you right now. And we just thank you right now, God, that you continue, thank Father you. God, to give us the strength and the grace to continue to run this race with patience, God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we'll be mindful to continue to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, not seeking our will, but only yours. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you, Lord God, and we remember you tonight, Father God, because it is you that give us the power to get wealth. It is you, Lord, that establish your covenant with us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord, and you bring us out from the burdens of the oppressor, because you said we shall be free from oppression. Therefore, God, we break the bands of wickedness over the lives of this, your people. Every person on this call, Lord, every spirit of heaviness, we break it even now. Every yoke is destroyed because of your anointing. Every stronghold is loosed by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that every generational curse is destroyed by your word. We thank you, Father God, that wealth and riches are in our houses, Lord God, that your righteousness endures forever in and through our lives. We thank you, Lord, that your spirit have free course to flow in us, to flow through us, and to flow on our behalf. We thank you, Father God, that you shoot your arrow of deliverance, your arrow of salvation, your arrow of victory into the hearts of every oppressor, of every witch, of every warlock, God. We destroy the works of the enemy right now. We thank you, Father God, for covering our master prophet. We thank you for covering our pastor, prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for covering the family, the first family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that as we undergird them, God, you undergird us. We thank you, Lord, that as we cover them, you cover us. Lord, as we bless them, you bless us. We thank you for the divine flow, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are our hiding place and you preserve us from trouble. Thank you, Lord, that you compass us about with great songs of deliverance. Thank you, God, for victory in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you glory and honor and adoration, Father, that through the blood, Father, we come by faith, believing and acknowledge you, Father, as your sovereign Lord and our sovereign Master. We thank you, Father, that we can submit our lives to you even this night and submit our lives to those, my God, your places under authority with, Father. We give you glory and praise, Father, for your angels ascending and descending and your ministering angels, Father, you assigned to each and every heart, in each and every home, each and every family member, Father, and around our nation, Father, and around our land. In the name of Jesus, because you say, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked, but in vain. And except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. We thank you, Father, Lord, you have been a strong foundation, establishing strong foundation in the lives of us as your people. The life of us as your servants, my God, and the lives of us as your handmaid, Father. We just submit our lives to you even now. Give you glory and praise, Father, for your favor and your grace upon our lives. Your favor, my God, in open doors. Your favor, my God, and Lord, in bringing about, my God, changes and shifting in the atmosphere. We thank you, Father, for your angel assigned to give us renewed strength, Father. Even, Lord, the leader of this house, my God, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, we thank you for the leadership role that I've taken, my God, to be, Lord, as strong as a lion to stand, my God, even now, in this time, in this hour, Father. We thank you for your armor of light and your robe of righteousness and your whole armor, Father, your place upon our lives. And we thank you, Father, for the families, my God, you're covering tonight underneath your blood. Even, my God, Pastor and Prophet says, my God, maybe Jordan and Pastor and Prophet says, maybe Berrien, Father. The entire Jordans and Berrien's family, Zoe ministry families, my God, the company of prophets, Father, that you're strengthening. In the name of Jesus, for you said, my God, not to be weary in well-doing, but in due season, my God, we shall reap everything. Now we thank you, Father, we can continue to sow to the Spirit so that we can reap life and life abundantly, Father. We thank you for the angel of life coming to us even now and continually, my God, through the blood. And my God, we come, and through the blood, my God, we cover, Lord, our nation. We cover even those, my God, who are fighting, my God, who are at sea even now, my God. We thank you, Father, for your protection. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for girding about us with your truth, my God. And thank you for your angel in camp around about us and bringing ultimate and complete deliverance and bringing divine restoration by you pouring your spirit upon the lives of your people. Let the healing virtue flow even in the hospitals, my God, even in the homes, my God. You're bringing divine healing because you are still Jehovah Rapha. You are the balm that's in Gilead, Father. So we ask you, Lord, that you continue pouring the oil, the wine, and the corn, bring divine wholeness, completion, and divine in the lives of your people. As we give you praise, honor, and glory for doing it, Father, by faith, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and honor, O God. We thank you for who you are, O Father. And we thank you, Lord, for another day. And we thank you for your wisdom in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we just ask, O Father, that you would touch and bless Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Lady Deborah Jordan and Prophetess Naomi and Prophet Kenneth Cook and their children and Prophetess Bethany and her daughter's health, Father. Touch her chest area in Jesus' name. Bless our children and bless Prophet Joshua and Jessica Jordan. Bless Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh and bless my children and prosper them, Father, in Jesus' name. Quazel, Nazinga, Kajara, Jekiah, and Elijah. Bless them, Father, and keep them. And God, we also ask that you would remember those that are incarcerated on tonight and the families that are praying and touching and agreeing with us. Touch their lives and their family, oh God. And Father, remember the ministries that are here underneath Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Prophet Gregory Jackson's ministry, Pastor Prophet Mascarene Cohen's ministry, and Bishop Barron and Prophetess Nichelle's ministry. Father, just bless the ministries and keep them, oh God, and remember the children, those that have been touched, molested, and raped, God. Send healing to their minds and their hearts, God. Give them a peace and a mouth to speak, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, I give you all honor and praise, O God, and we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. We want to thank you, God. We want to thank you for the air that we breathe, O God. We want to thank you, God, for healing sinuses, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for healing asthma, O God. We want to thank you, God, for letting for us to be able to enjoy the wonderful air that you have for us, O God. We want to thank and praise your name, O God, for healing in every aspect of our lives, O God. We want to thank you for spiritual healing, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for protection, God. We want to thank you, God, for protecting our children and our family, O God. We want to thank you, God, for all our spiritual leaders, O God. We want to thank you for blessing them and their families, God, and moving them forward in what you have for them to do, O God. We want to thank you for the movement in our lives, O oh God. We want to thank you, God, because truly you have made us non-stoppable, oh God. We want to thank you that we are your prayer warriors, oh God. And even those who is not right now a prayer warrior, you know who they are, God. Touch their hearts and minds that they will know how to speak, know how to pray to you, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for forgiveness, God. We want to thank you, God, for forgiveness so more doors can open in our lives, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your loving power, God. We want to thank you for breakthroughs and open doors and protecting our home, God. We want to thank you for peace, oh God. We want to thank you for prosperity, God. And we want to thank you for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. And we also want to thank you for people that's in authority, God. And God, whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, O God. And thank you, God, for letting the wicked fall in their own nest. And we want to thank and praise your holy and wonderful name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Kenneth Cook.
Father God, we thank you tonight. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather again with the saints in prayer. Father God, we honor you. Father God, we lift you up because we know that you give power to the faint and strength to the weak. Father God, we thank you because we also know that by grace we are saved in faith, and we know that that's a gift from you, God. Father God, I just want to thank and praise you because we know that you have given victory through your Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father God, I just want to decree right now that we have victory in the workplace, that we have victory in family matters, family disputes. Father God, that we have victory even in business matters and contractual matters. Father God, that we have favor and victory in court matters. I want to decree that we have favor and victory even with our children, Lord, and finances towards education, Father, that we have victory even when it comes down to debt cancellation. And, Father God, that you give us an understanding as to how to manage money and how to benefit off of debt, Father. Father God, I pray that you grant the wisdom and guidance, Lord, to begin to liberate ourselves from those things that hold us captured, Lord. Father God, I also want to pray a prayer of strength and healing even for our community, Lord, as we begin to see trying times in which even authorities and governments do not respect our communities on a level that they should. Father God, I pray that we have leaders that rise up even close in our family, even close in our church community, even close in our local assemblies, Lord, that can begin to provide a way, a path, an example that our youth can follow, Father God. Father God, I just want to thank you for all the things that you're doing and the covering, even on our mothers, even on our fathers, even on us as leaders of our household, Lord, and parents and husbands and even the wives, Father God. I just want to thank you for the mighty work that you're doing, the mighty work that you're working, Lord, and continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for every life here on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for strength and prosperity even now. We thank you for the divine healing. We thank you for peace and prosperity, Father. Thank you for divine peace even now overtaking our households even now, Father God. Cover our households. Cover our loved ones even now, Father God. Cover my elders in my life even now, and cover the children, Father God. Father, allow right connections and right partnerships begin to be drawn to us even now, Father God. Father, order our steps in your will even now, Father God. Father, touch our hearts, open our hearts, Father. Heal our bodies, Father God. And Father, we lift up even those that can't even make it, couldn't make it on the line this morning, Father God. And we lift up Prophetess Barbara Tucker even now, and her financial breakthrough, and Kamiki Marie for the heaviness on her heart even now, and Ronald Blake and intensive care. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you right now. I will bless the Lord at all times.
and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, as your words say, the eyes of the right, hallelujah, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to our cry. I thank you, Father God, that even as your words say, the righteous cry, and the Lord hear it, and delivers them out of all their troubles. And Father God, even as we stand here on this call, this midnight cry call, Father God, we cry out to you, hallelujah, and we petition you right now for, hallelujah, for you to continue to bless us in our homes, hallelujah, you to continue to bring divine protection, divine healing and restoration to our lives and to our families, God, and our communities, God, in the name of Jesus, and even to our businesses and our finances, God, we decree and declare victory and turnaround in those areas, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we plead your blood, over, hallelujah, over everyone that is on this call right now. In the name of Jesus, say the Lord is with you. I come against the spirit of division, strife, hallelujah, and division and strife and insecurity right now. I come against that right now, and I call forth the spirit of love, peace, joy, meekness, humbleness, kindness, health, and success, and I call forth the spirit of unity in the name of Jesus. Satan, use a liar in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker. Tear down every wall of partition in our life right now in the name of Jesus, and be our peacemaker in the name of Jesus. And Father God, grace us to walk in the fruits of the Spirit right now. Grace us with love. Grace us with joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith, meekness and temperance, God. Grace us, Father God. And God, grace us not to allow us to be weary in our well-doing, but knowing that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God, I thank you right now that you are increasing our faith and helping our unbelief, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough and turnaround for your people financially, God. You said, Lord, that you will give us seed to sow and bread to eat. You said if we give, it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed out, shaken together and running over, and you will cause men to give unto our bosom. You also said, Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. God, you also said you will sell us now prosperity. And God, we stand on that promise right now that you are selling us now prosperity in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and our beloved Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for our beloved Mother Jordan right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus right now, and we decree strength in her body now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus right now over Mother Bearer and her family right now. And God, we thank you right now that right now, now blessings is coming to your people. I plead the blood of Jesus over every prophet on this line. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for victory and breakthrough. And God, I decree and declare divine protection for your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. And Father, we thank you for every word, every utterance that have been on this call today, Father. Father, we offer it up unto you, Father. And Father, we say yes and amen to all your promises and everything that you have already said concerning our life. Father, we get in agreement with that, and we say, yes, Father, let thy will be done. Yes, Father, have your holy way in our life, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as we move forward in this day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we ask that you would give us wisdom and you would give us strength, Lord, to how to teach us how to navigate as we move forward in this day. Teach us how to have the tongue of the wise, Father. Teach us, Lord, to know that what we should say and what we should not say, Father. Give us wisdom, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that the hands of the enemy has already been rebuked, and we give you praise, Father. Father, we will rise up, and Father, we will declare your name, and Father, we will be fearless, because, Father, we know that you are our good shepherd. We know, Father, that you are our all in all. Therefore, Father, we trust you and we give you thanks and we give you honor. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for those, Father, that believe on you, Lord. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for those that are in the press, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those that are still standing. Father, we want to bless your holy name. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the angel of the Lord will begin to go forth even as we move forward in this new day that you have made, Father. Father, we thank you right now for divine protection and safety, Father. Father, we thank you right now on the hedges and on the highways, Father. Wherever we walk, wherever we drive, Father, wherever we might be, Father, we thank you for protection, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to bless this country, Lord. Father, we pray for our leaders, Father. Give them wisdom. Give them strength. Cause right people to surround them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're healing our land, Father. You're healing it from confusion, frustration, sickness, diseases, wars. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. Heal our communities. Heal our churches, Father. Let the barn of Gideon begin to flow and come forth in the name of Jesus, Father. Cause us to be one, Lord. Oneness in spirit, oneness in mind, Lord. Allow the unity of your church to come together, Father. So because with unity there is strength, there is power. In the name of Jesus, Father, have your way, Father. Father, we pray for everyone that's on this call tonight, every household, every family, every individual, Father. Father, give them strength, Father. Father, I pray a special prayer, Lord, that you would grant and give them the desires of their heart, Father. Let them know, Lord, when they make a stand for you, Father, you have already standing for them, Father. Father, let them know, Lord, that you are the good shepherd, Father. Let them know that you are the heavenly Father. Let them know, Father, in the name of Jesus, to put their trust and confidence in you, because when they do so, Father, you will not fail them. In the name of Jesus, Father, just move as you please in the lives of your people. Have your way. Let thy will be done in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, and we give your name the praise. We give your name the honor now and forevermore, Father, and to you be glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. The prophet Bethany, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Give the people of God the announcement. Again, family, we just want to thank God for every one of you that were on the call. I believe tonight we had a little over 155 people on the call. And I just want to encourage those of you that are on the call, bring a friend, let them know that there is a word from the Lord. They can just come and they can sit and they can hear a word, a prayer of encouragement. They can come and find a people that is called by God's name, a people that is sounding the alarm, a people that is lifting their voice like a trumpet and saying, yea, for the Lord will say, and begin to declare those things for the land and for the lives and for the family of God's people. So listen, share the good news. Don't keep it. If you want to keep it, you got to share it if you want to possess it in the name of the Lord. So people of God, I thank you. I love you and I honor you. I don't know when we're going to stop. So I'm not even in that chapter of the book yet, but we're standing and we're not giving up. We're standing strong and we're not coming off of the mountaintop. We're standing strong and we're not coming off the walls because we are about our Father's business. Amen. So once you get your blessing, people of God, don't forget to keep on keeping on, because you got to pray, and we're going to travail in the spirit for those that are still believing the Lord and still searching for the things that they want the Lord to do. So it's not enough for us to get our blessing, but we want all of God's people to be blessed. We want all of God's people to know that God has not forgotten about them. Amen. So people of God, thank you. I love you, especially those that have been faithful, my family. I just so appreciate you all and love you all to life. Thank you. Thank you, thank
love
you,
thank you. Love you, Pastor Deborah.
Jesus. Thank you, amen. We love you. Thank you. Appreciate every one of you. Amen. I don't take your stand lightly. I just love the Lord. It humbles me to know that you're standing and you're with us. We don't know what all God is doing, but we know God is busy, and whatever he does, it's going to be pleasing to our eyesight, and we know it's going to be done well because God is in it. Amen. So, Pastor Bethany, you can take over. I'm going to decrease. Again, family, we thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Amen.
Bless you.
Peace, everyone.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you very much. Okay, and God bless each and every one of you. Powerful prayer on tonight. Thank you for being here on the Midnight Cry. You know, we'll be back here at 11:50. today. But before that, 9 a.m., I would encourage you to join us on our 9 a.m. call with the Master Prophet Conference call, 9 a.m. Be here, right here on this line. And then at 12 noon, we have Prop Life Radio. Is there any announcement for the 12 noon call? Okay, amen. And so 12 noon call, Pop Life Radio, I'll encourage you to join in and be a part of that call as well. And then tomorrow, well, tonight at 11:50, we will be back here for our Midnight Cry, getting the lineup. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here and being a part of what is happening in this movement that is taking place right now. Also, don't forget, on Friday, we will be in our pajamas on the Midnight Cry, so stay tuned because this is going to be exciting, actually, tomorrow night for our Friday, well, Saturday morning, Midnight Cry. Amen. Okay, are there any other announcements that anyone needs to make before we depart? Okay. Well, let's go ahead and close out. Well, prayers have gone up. The heaven is open. I want to say peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Love you all for life. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of what is happening. And have a wonderful, magnificent, prosperous, powerful day. Peace and blessings to you all.
God bless. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night.
Peace.